All right. That's running late. Let's get started.
Hello.
Late, yeah, but still here.
Yes, better late than never. All right. So, last off, week you had a little bit of a battle. Now, leased some enemies and secured your entrance to a giant hole.
As you do. As you do.
Yeah.
We secured the ability to find out why the Empire does not want anyone going to the giant hole.
Yep. You've disabled the Legion and have kind of taken their camp. What you'll find is a series of warehouses and a large hole in the ground, which is, of course, a natural drop chasm type thing, as all entries to the underworld are. Underground, underworld, what are we calling it? Inner Earth?
I think it's underground, with a capital U and
G. I think I gave it
U
a
and
name.
G.
Yeah.
Inner Earth.
Inner Earth.
With a capital I and E.
Because the clowns woke up the denizens of Inner Earth.
Clowns.
Mm.
Oh, there's definitely not a sun underground because the things under there are afraid of the sun. So there's
who's to say it's a sun? Just a giant ball, maybe a giant glowing ball. A
giant sphere of darkness? Sounds legit.
I'll take what is antimatter for 300, Alex.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so you will notice that the access to the hole has been boarded over as best they can. The big hole in the earth.
Boarded. I love that. Just a bunch of hammers and nails. Just, all right, put planks over the death hole. Come on.
The crane has been disassembled. And generally, it looks like no one's used this entrance for a while.
Well, clearly, so this is only going down by crane, then. They don't really, like, they don't have, like, a gantry of, like, spiraling stairs or something.
They might, but the crane's going to be how they lift most of the stuff up. So I'd assume they'd just use the crane. If you had the option between, like, stairs and a crane, you're going to use the crane, aren't you?
I mean, it does seem easier.
Putting your entire life in the engineering and strength of probably quite thick and multiple ropes, but still.
I've shimmied up and down worse.
You'd be fine. No one's ever fell to the death.
All right, great.
Die on the way down.
Brand, you're a supposedly educated man. Did you ever take any engineering classes?
Actually, yes.
Want to see if you can get that thing, you can reassemble the disassembled crane there.
You know, that's a good call. I hadn't considered that. Yeah, great. Would my history of being an airship airship engineering be helpful here?
Yeah, I'm sure these you trains and gantries for airships.
I appear to have lost audio. Hang on a second.
Too late, Terran's dead.
Discord has forgotten how to talk. Be right back.
Yeah. So as the monsters eat Terran's brains, what the rest of you
as we put Terran down the pit.
How deep is it? Pushes Terran off the edge.
Time how long it takes him to hit the bottom.
Don't do that.
You could have levitate.
I might actually have levitate. I could look that
See,
up.
There is rationality to this plan.
There's
not very good rationality.
It's a language of the stars skill. I know levitate.
I'm not. Excellent plans you are.
I know.
I haven't looked it up yet. Give me a minute.
What's the point in having a wizard if he can't fly?
I know.
Do you think I keep trying to get my hands on an airship?
But that's cheating. That's not you flying, is it?
Well, you see, I don't know. Who do you think would be piloting the airship?
Okay, so it's merely flying with extra steps.
The raptors, clearly.
Gust of wind.
Well, perfectly timed, that might save you.
I like this idea.
Can you polymorph into a squirrel? That would save your problems.
No.
Yeah, no, just make him into a little jackrabbit or something and give him a wheel to power the engine.
No, specifically a squirrel, because squirrels can't die for terminal velocity.
Oh,
so
you literally
can't drop a squirrel far enough to kill it. So, like, turning into a squirrel is like, oh, I'm just going to drop down. Thunk.
Ah, yes.
There's an awful lot of down here. But no, I should, I don't know if it came through great, but my minor in airship mechanics history, would that suffice for trying to repair this crane?
Yes, it was.
All right. I'll just throw that then. I don't have a D4 set up. And then, would it be a reason roll?
Yes.
All right, let me roll the bonus dice from the history and the reason, and then the history explodes. I got a 4.
Yep, yeah. Oh, you?
Oh, good.
Sorry, going in a way. Been a busy week.
Nah, you're fine.
Forgot to ask about the doom.
Yes.
I checked the warehouses. Are they full? Is one warehouse full of long and long strands of rope? One long contiguous super rope.
There is, yeah. The rope has been. Luckily, this has been done by the Legion. So what they've done is they've taken it apart meticulously and stored it. As opposed to the easy option, which is just cut a couple of ropes and throw it down the hole.
They need to come
back. I mean, there's no fixing that, you know. Yeah. They just throw it down the hole. What are you gonna do? Construct a reverse crane to haul it back up.
There's also this elaborate contraption where you can feed multiple links of rope into, which make it into one super strand. About the thickness of your thigh.
Yep. So you quickly reassemble it. The boards, of course, come off quite well. I say easily. They come off.
They were snug in there.
There's a few moments where you think you're about to tip into a hole into nothingness.
Okay. If anyone is working near the hole, tie yourself to a rope and put the rope connected to the ground somewhere.
I could just lightning bolt the hole open.
Removing it properly.
I mean, lightning bolt solves every kind of problem.
What is our contingency again? We lost one to we got one disbanded.
Oh, for your troops.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you lost one of the savage units.
No, I think it was one of my units. I think, remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's yours. Yeah, I think it was one of the... We're missing Cavalt Savage number 8. I'm assuming one of them died.
Leave a one contingency of savages on surface to operate and mine the crane.
Yes, the crane platform isn't that bad. It's going to big. It's going to take a while to... If you want to shuttle all your troops down there, it's going to take a long time.
Well, we're primarily going to need to bring the wagon and the ballista.
Ambush hunters. I think we're going to leave most of the troops up here to watch our backs.
I was thinking of leaving enough troops up here to watch our backs. We need to take at least a small amount of to actually hunt down there, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not taking the ballistas down there, so the ballistas can help stay up here and keep the hole open.
Well,
okay, so half the ballistas are staying up here.
Well, yeah, the ballast. Well, I thought the ballista was to bring down the big things we need to eat to make the eat.
Oh yeah, good shout. Actually,
you'd have to take them all, do you?
We have four of them.
Yeah, I'll do. Fine, we could take two down and leave two at the gate.
Essentially, we're having our forces leaving half up here to maintain, and half down. We're taking half down.
All right, you guys will start to not dig in, but like take up positions on the walls.
Is there a I have a question, Gray.
Yeah.
Is there a communication system between the down the hole and up the hole?
No.
Between two points of the hole.
No, not that you can see.
Look, when I want you to send the crane back down, I'll just shoot a lightning bolt up the hole or fireball. That'll work better. No, I'm not taking language of the stars so that I can just send a message using the language of the stars. That doesn't end well.
Ah, yes, magic cascade, the cascading.
Look, just because you cascade your magical Skype call and then start talking to the opposite side of Pluto.
We had this discussion before the stream started. We know exactly what kind of trouble Pluto is.
Yeah, that's when we found out Pluto's a zombie.
A zombie or a zombie planet?
Better column A, better column B.
Just the head of the zombie.
Somewhere out there, there's a giant zombie body the size of multiple planets.
Just still grasping, just trying to find where its head went.
This reminds me of that theoretical limit for orc growth, where there's like one orc out there in the green zone, which is literally just a floating planetoid.
Well, that's like one of my lovely theories about Gork and Mork, is they aren't gods, they're just orcs, the first orcs. They've just been around so long, they're now big enough to take on the Chaos God.
That actually would be cool as hell, yeah.
From that one episode with Bender come back to my mind. Yes, we're doing very well up until everyone died.
Yeah, orcs find that as a good part.
Yeah, they do. It's true.
Yep.
I mean, there is the one orc that literally bull rushed the Eye of Terror so he can go and fight demons in hell because it was fun.
Anyway, orcs. Try and stay on track.
Right, the Doomslayer.
Oh, topic. Yeah, sorry, the topic of the thing.
All right, so this is kind of a counterweight system. So it's obviously designed like the weight of something will push itself down and then bring the weight of something else up. As you've got one side, there is luckily kind of like an arrester, which means you won't just plummet to the ground.
Okay. This is very deliberately a bad idea I am suggesting as a joke. We could use a baluster as a counterweight.
Oh, I think there's may already be a counterweight.
Well, there doesn't need to really be a counterweight. It's designed that the weight of the things coming up will be the weight of the things going down. So, saves having someone. There is like a manual, like hamster wheel, but
it's a two-weight system. You understand?
Yeah. So, who's going down first?
Coroshell. He needs to go and be ahead of the lead by example.
All right. Push cord down a hole.
My idea.
What's up?
Okay.
You push cord down a hole.
I spread myself out and become a flying squirrel equivalent.
Oh, there you go, cord falling down the hole.
But no, I was going to go down, see if we can load two ballistas, our two ballistas, and Cord will go down with them.
No, It's going to be one ballista at a time.
Enough. One ballista at a point on the whole.
Maybe a couple of people. Like, ballista crew, maybe one extra person. You know, you're talking like as a relatively small platform.
Okay. This is not an industrial hole. This is one of the. This is just one of the scout holes people have found.
No, this is probably one of the industrial ones, but there's still a limit to what you can build for industrial.
I mean, you can always be more exotic, but anyway, let's go ahead. All the way down we go.
All right. So, you start going down the hole.
Did a scent.
And it's a weird feeling, just like, because it takes a while to drop into the center of the Earth. Obviously, we're not talking like the full center of the Earth, but yeah.
Right.
It's good a few hundred meters down. And it gets to the point where it gets cold. It gets very cold. And it starts to get warmer again. And that's when the smell hits you. It's a wonderful smell of rotting meat.
Oh.
Rotting meat. Oh.
Yeah. And it's kind of gusting up the tunnel. So you just can't avoid it.
I will cover my mouth and my face with my... I'll rip my shirt. Oh, I will heroically rip my sleeve off and cover my mouth and my thing.
Your sleeve, not your midriff.
My sleeve, because it's next to my armpit. Ergo, it's full of my armpit sweats. Ergo, it will filter better and cover the smell of my own manly scent.
Okay. So, yeah.
I
don't have any answer to that one, so...
No, yeah.
Carrying on.
Look, I'm trying to overcome a smell, all right?
Yeah. And you, apparently by using an even worse smell. But, you know, it's fine. Maybe Cord doesn't find that repulsive. Maybe he likes the smell of himself.
It's me musk, all right? Yeah. Better than...
More familiar, at least.
Yeah, Cord's probably trying to fill it out as a bottle and sell it.
Look, to the Cord may or may not be a... I'm not going to, ode to the Cord, all right?
All right. Anyway, then you'll start to see light below you. And it looks kind of like the same light as the surface, but it's probably that uncanny valley thing where after like normal daylight, it's just the wrong shade.
Feels off.
Yeah, it just feels off. It's like, you know, in sci-fi films where they show you on an alien planet, they whack a filter on the it's kind of like that.
What kind of filter would you say this would be like? Would this be a red filter, a green filter, a yellow filter?
Yellow. What kind of a yellowy orange? Actually, no. We're going to go bioluminescence, I think, rather than like burning sun. So switch that to the blue.
So you're saying like a giant blue mushroom is okay. Blue. Yeah. A big glowing blues. Neon color-esque.
Not quite neon, because it's still kind of like got to be good enough to grow plants and stuff like that. But.
No, I mean, magical setting, so.
Yeah.
Remember to at least leave some room for fantasticalness.
Sorry, biologist.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so how about this? How about it's like a black light, but more brighter? How's that?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Ah, goth drow.
Yes, goth light.
Could be worse.
All right.
Ray, can I reverse my catch scent wear magic close spell to dull my sense of smell instead of heighten it?
Well, you had to go down the tunnel first to find out it smells. How is Cor
going
to tell you?
I was going down with you.
Are you? Okay. Sure.
Do you want to go to the sleep? Assuming everyone's going down.
Yeah, I will be going down.
Okay. The party has gone down first.
Yes. This is almost certainly a bad idea, but we need to stick together doing the bad idea.
Great.
Yeah, look, I can output almost as much damage as a ballista. Cough, cough, lightning bolt.
So everyone witnessed Cor glaring the cable guy in his shirt. I understand now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, no. You put enough effort into the thought where the rest of the party need to actually see the effects. Like, it's the inverse law of the more detail you go into about an incredibly inane thing, the more witnesses there need to be about the inane thing.
Really?
And the more wrong you are as well, the more obvious it's going
to
be.
Anyway, I got to hit the restroom.
Also, I like the bluish filter, just to make sure we've gone underground. I approve.
Yeah. I just hacked that together, but it works pretty well.
All right, if anyone finds a hole that looks like them, do not step into it.
Too late, they all look like you.
Obviously. We're not playing Call of Cthulhu here.
Well, quite. How far down is it until we start getting the sort of hit of dead flesh?
Probably about half an hour of dropping, and then probably another half hour before you actually get there. So, about halfway down.
Yeah, if we bring anyone else down, we better make sure they've got good stomachs.
All right. So, as you drop through the lower layer, you will enter the clouds, which is obviously going to be a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
And it's pretty damp and humid. And then you kind of drop through the cloud layer and see the extent of the underworld that you can from here. Because it's basically your standard series of massive chasms that seem to stretch off in every direction, broken up by huge pillars of rock in between. The ceiling is covered by bioluminescent fungi, because apparently fungi is just everywhere in this world.
And it's we have just made it a mushroom kingdom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dragon King.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't kill Cord this.
Why do you think I waited?
Yes. If this guy ever gets an idea of what's happening there. Also, I probably should have hungered this guy back before we got to there.
Hey, it could be worse. At least we don't have anyone green here.
Yeah.
Yet.
So, yeah, you are coming up on the bottom end, and it's pretty well jungled out there. Apparently, whatever this light is, it's pretty much perfect for growth. You'll all feel quite heady, actually. Kind of quite euphoric.
Ah. Oh, yeah. This kind of fungus. Okie dokie.
Nope. There's actually a higher level of oxygen down here.
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, you feel pretty good. Look, I've got to keep the dinosaurs alive somehow.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. You have to make it work.
Yeah. So, biologist.
We hit you with this plot beat.
I actually spent 2% on how the hell would dinosaurs survive in a normal world?
Moreover, how the hell would they survive underground?
Yeah, and of course, the plants are growing really nicely in the blue light, and that's creating more oxygen, which is allowing the dinosaurs to continue. Because if you built, that's like the main problem with Jurassic Park. If you did Jurassic Park now, it'd be dinosaurs born, dinosaur dies of asphyxiation, because the oxygen levels dropped by about 10% since they were around.
It's not as good a movie, I think, if you have that as the opening gambit, is it?
Yeah. But, so, that's welcome to a place that's still great for dinosaurs. You are all going to be on oxygen high.
This reminds me of the good tunnels back home.
Also, be careful about fireballs.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
What, you mean my least favorite spell?
Yeah, but the man still does have a fair point. No,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't use fireball that often, now that I have access to lightning bolt.
Could you, Mr. Elemental?
Indeed.
Mr. Lightning, kill that man.
All right.
Yes.
Then, pretty much almost all of a sudden, you hit the canopy, which has been cleared, and like the ground comes up within seconds. It's not like a hard job, but it's not as soft as landing as you'd like. And you're down. And the smell is even worse. Because as you look around, you can just see the rotting remains of caterpillars. Caterpillars. Sorry, I've just read Adid's comments at the bottom. That just completely threw me.
Okay, the hungry caterpillar's broken out.
Yeah, the rotting remain of dinosaurs, sorry. Why is this not here?
When we say sort of rotting, are we talking normal human-sized, or are we talking bigger?
Bigger.
Okay, yeah, that tracks, I suppose, in a dinosaur-ridden ecosphere. Anything that small wouldn't be worth much.
I do apologize, I'm back.
Hello. You're on an oxygen high, we've landed, and there's corpses everywhere.
What kind of corpses?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaur corpses.
Like, they're dead?
Yes.
Yeah, they'd be dead. You know the rotting sort of smell we had going down? It's them.
Oh, all of them?
Well, ones around where we've landed. Yeah.
Well, great. I have a question for you then. Can I use participator in the Great White Raptor Hunt?
See,
ascertain these, what may have felled these poor unfortunate beasts.
Is this discard an oxygen high, or is this discard doing Dirty Harry?
Yes.
Okay.
I also don't know what an oxygen high is. I'm just going away.
Yeah, fair.
Well, as I was explaining, basically, dinosaurs would not live today because of the difference in oxygen levels. But down here, all the plants are trapping the oxygen quite nicely.
Basically, it's the opposite of a CO2. Like the CO2 from the outside is just being siphoned down here. All right, so I have a D6 and a D6 because I have two D6s for shit. I'm sorry, shoot. Nope, can't. I don't know if I can tell a single thing why these guys are dead. At least maybe they came too close to the thin atmosphere of the hole entrance. Might get more denser as we go down.
You're on the ground.
Go around.
We're on the ground.
I'm gonna scale that fog back a little bit.
Levi, fail. No, I'm just looking at how badly I. What is the local doom, though, Gray?
What's local? What's that?
What's the local doom at, Gray?
Doom down here. I'm going to keep it at 4, I think.
Okay, yeah, we're in a dangerous area.
Yeah, I assume you can see everything on the map.
Yes.
Ooh, a map.
We got corpses in here. We got a dead and everything. So everything's misty, so forth.
Yeah. Bioluminescent fungi on the surface. Things, trees. Smells of horrible smells of rotting piles of dinosaurs.
You know, I could clear up those horrible rotting dinosaur piles with a couple of quick fireballs.
I mean, they might need to be horribly rotting, because what does the fungi eat?
Also, no fireballs, oxygen-rich environment.
Okay, they'll be even more effective.
That's exactly what I'm worried about, yes, unless you suggest that we step into the random clearing, or out of the random clearing, so you could blow up the corpses and not kill us all with the fireball.
All right. I'll use firewall instead. It's much less explosive, much more giant wall of fire.
Better.
I wonder how they deal with fire down here, then, if there ever were to catch.
Nothing good, I'd wager.
The question is, what would cause fire down here?
Fire.
Well, we went for a cloud layer, didn't we, Gray?
Yeah. Because as you came through, you hit the cloud layer. This place is basically its own ecosystem.
Logically, then, a bad thunderstorm might do it? I mean, a thunderbolt lands on a tree, sets the canopy on fire.
I'm sure whatever happens down here is very robust and technicolor and dramatic. So was there any... down here on this platform, is there any, like a secondary base on the bottom of the hole, or is it just...
You're in it.
Okay. A
couple of doors.
I'm going to go poke the doors.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go down to this door here.
Yep.
I'm going to knock...
I'll warm up a firewall and see if I can take out some of these rotten dinosaur corpses.
I'm going to knock politely first.
And then there was no reply. Politely.
Well, then I'm going to try. I'm going to try the door handle. Is it locked?
No.
I will open the door.
The door slams shut behind you, and you die. Right now.
Oh, damn.
Well,
eaten by the grue.
No, door slams shut behind
you. The last thing you hear as the door shuts is "clever girl."
No, damn it.
Door shuts, and you get a pair of glowing eyes all around.
And you die. It just fades in.
I mean. No. Be an interesting combat encounter, if anything.
Oh, I suspect we've got several waiting. Gray wouldn't have done a battle map if we weren't going to walk headfirst into something.
I mean, we're here to fight dinosaurs.
No, we're all
out of dinosaurs.
We're Gray, here to serve them as dinner.
Do you remember the compi from?
I've never forgotten.
Yeah.
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The scariest song in the movie. Yes, I remember it.
If you don't have to deal with a swarm of double sized compies, I'll be very sad.
Why do you need to be double sized? It just needs to be a swarm.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's a fair point. You could just use a swarm of the damn things, couldn't you?
Yeah, I do like how Spielberg just cut the opening bit of the book because he was worried it was going to be too much of a horror.
Man had a point.
Yeah, he did put it in the second film.
One with the
girl.
Predatory dinosaurs with the paralyzing bite that are too small to easily see.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those things are terrifying.
And they at the start of the book, they instead of like the guy getting eaten by the raptors, it's a little girl getting attacked by compies.
Thank you for reminding me of that bit that I'd managed to block.
Yeah.
They did introduce it, and they cut it away from very well in the second book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well in the second book.
Mm-hmm. Second movie, I mean.
Yeah. So also, that's what got Hammond in the book.
Yep.
What? How did he get Hammond in the book?
He was trying to get to the helicopter, and they mobbed him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically just falls asleep being eaten by chicken-sized dinosaurs.
Yeah, him surviving was very much a movie invention.
Yeah.
He did in the book.
Dr. Hammond is the old guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, the grandfather. Yeah.
I suppose, actually, yeah, he is a bit Richard Attenborough-esque, yeah.
I was just trying to figure out my... I was just trying to remember because my memory of it's really old for memory. But.
So what I hear is that you lot are Richard Hammond, frickin' the Hunter dude.
Luke.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying the second when I opened this door, we heard a strange melody, and I'm just currently squashing a clown left behind music box that is playing a very haunting ting introduced thing of the Jurassic Park opening thing.
Anyway, what you do find in there?
Yeah, for the reason check as I search it.
Okay, this looks to have been abandoned. The broken tables and chairs will show you that the beds have just been left. No sign of any food or belongings, so it's not been kind of like abandoned in a hurry. It's just been abandoned generally.
Does this look like it was, say, Legion-based stuff, or is this clown stuff?
more than likely Legion based.
It doesn't look military. It looks more like hunter, trapper type thing.
Well, you're, okay. So you're saying while I do look around the very dimly lit room, I do not step 1 foot upon upon a certain squeak, and I look down. There is a horrifying red nose upon the ground.
No, there's no clowns.
Okay. All right.
Remember to use that in the future.
Oh yeah, I've got plans for the clowns.
I'm sure the clowns will show up in our darkest hour to make it even darker.
Let me take this one look over here then.
Storeroom full of crates.
Perfect.
I will tap on the crates. They sound hollow.
Yes, like most crates.
Well, at least we have
open a crate and see what's in it.
Is there
No. Leave them closed, then you can have crate expectations.
Well, if they're hollow, that means they're empty crates. If I were to check a crate, if I were to check the lid of a crate, Grays, or anything inside them?
Yeah, a note saying clever girl.
Oh, yeah.
Then he's attacked from behind.
No. A small compy just pops out.
Didn't look at the ceiling, which is now just covered in compies.
Look, Gray, can you do me a favor? Can you, try and combine? Can you give me can you go see if you can consult your AI generational art thingy and see if you can give me a compy with a spear and a hat? Like, say you have a goblin, but just a compy.
Isn't that just a kobold?
Yeah,
I was going to say. Are you trying to get kobolds back?
No, not like a kobold. I'm talking like actually just a compy with a spear in his hand and a little hat on. Just intelligent little dinosaur things.
I'm not sure if it will know what a compy is. But I can try small dinosaur.
Yeah, you give it the full scientific name. It should know.
But then it'll make it
over
his face.
Okay.
I'll give it. See if it knows what a compy is. That
Anyway. So what's on the other side over here near me and Arn?
These seem to be giant holding cages that are empty.
Now, here's an important query.
Yeah.
Are they empty in the sense of they are legitimately empty, or is this just they used to be like rotted bits of dinosaur and it's all withering away?
B.
Okay. Okay, well, so clearly this place has been abandoned for a while then.
Yeah. And it just looked like that the gates were just shut and never opened again.
Where are the gates? I don't see any.
To the north. Oh, they haven't come in. Those two buildings to the north are supposed to be a gatehouse.
Dark arches were here.
Oh, these are okay.
That's the gatehouse, but apparently the gate itself, I never put a door in. Or it did, and it's just not rendered in.
And I'll tell you that actually, it's not a bad defensive position, all things considered.
I mean, if you're just dealing with animals and so forth, it's perfectly serviceable.
Until you run out of ammo.
I mean, typically a outward facing wall and so forth is what's going to deal with that. I mean, unless you're dealing with something truly determined.
Like clowns.
Hey, clowns are technically people.
Oh, great.
In the loosest possible sense.
Look, if we see a T-Rex with Motley, I'm leaving. I am removing myself from this earth.
Oh, no. I'm completely with you. If we bump into a T-Rex or any kind of dinosaur with clown paint on, I am making a break for the elevator.
That much. I think I have lightning bolt.
Great, that is a second. That's a second request for the art engine.
Clown dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's fair. Actually, clown dinosaurs.
I was thinking mine dinosaurs. Just to make you even more terrifying.
Oh no!
Sir,
I may have to throw my guns out of the
wall. Clowns were supposed to make be a perversion of making things happy, Gray. The mimes are enforced by the Empire, because they make everything more depressing.
The mimes are the anti-clown squad of the Empire. Discard. You've spoken it into being.
Yep.
That's
not just making Inquisition
notes.
Anymore. They also don't talk.
That's it. Yep, absolutely. They trained the dinosaurs to be mimed to counter the dinosaurs. My God.
They're the Brotherhood of Silence, and they're black and white, stark black and white garb. They utilize swords that are so thin you can't see them upon the air.
I just want to reinforce for our listeners at home: our characters are suffering from oxygen exhaustion or euphoria, not us. We're just like this normally.
It's not been
people
more than
haven't
one
realized
time.
That by episode whatever the number of on the video is.
Look, I'm not going to say why you that like point, this yeah. is one of the most commonly asked questions of anyone I know. It goes to show.
What? Hang on, back up. Sorry, did you just say that one of the most commonly asked questions from people you know is whether or not the dinosaur is a mime?
No. Why am I like this?
Oh, sorry, misunderstood the brief there. Carry on.
Wait, you mean you're like this in real life too?
I don't know.
Okay.
And with that existential trauma in place, let's continue.
Moving along.
All right. So, like, we can be pretty safe in saying that we have at least checked out the camp interior. What's up with the skellies over here in the top right?
Isn't that the decomposing and disgusting dinosaur bodies that I need to set on fire?
Oh, okay. Right. I thought there was some sort of archaeology or something going on. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Why did you need archaeology? These things exist.
You know what? Yeah, good point.
I mean, Vetrium and everything.
Is that the
but
whole
my...
thing about archaeology is that they used to?
I failed my... That would be paleontology. But anyway, my question would... I failed my like checking these things out. I don't know... Can't really say I know much about it. Anyone else want to give it a shot? You know, that thing is... That is terrifying. If the tail didn't look like it was another arm.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The AI is trying, and I... God bless it.
That's... Okay, that second one works really well. The first one reminds me of the Gorefast from Killing Floor, where they've got the blade coming out their hand.
Okay.
That second one is terrifyingly good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. 1 second while I get those to the people at home.
All right, chat.
If you're on the podcast, you're so unlucky.
My headcanon, it's holding the balloon, little balloons in its tail, curled up by its feet. Not strapped to its back like you'd originally think.
All right, so we got bird, and we got...
The motley.
Okay, so yes, have fun running to these guys.
We won't. We won't.
Cast lightning bolt?
Sorry, no. Can you cast lightning bolt after we've stepped away?
One clown?
Oh, yeah, valid.
Next thing you know, it would be... them playing a small band playing Calliope music. That's about it. More terrifying. Geez.
That's, yeah. Oh, no.
The fact that it looks like a poorly attached suit on the dragon.
Jesus.
You were great. Like you successfully managed worse.
Yep.
It just looks like a poorly... the fact that it looks like it's wearing a poorly fitted tight suit. What makes it just like... You know when you play certain games, you're fighting like a big brute undead for that's wearing a
Yes, yeah, I do actually know what you mean, and yeah, it's definitely got that vibe.
Where you know it's like it's a big fucking super brute with that's like in a straitjacket and stuff like that, and it rushes you like from Dead Island.
Yep.
And you have a question of who fucking put a straitjacket on God?
Okay, that last one has slightly undercut. Looks like a kid in a Halloween costume.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, before I spend the rest of the evening generating mimes.
Fair enough.
You see where I'm coming from, don't you, Taryn?
I like it.
It is kid in Halloween costume country.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so, do you want to blow these things up and then move on? Or firewall them, rather, more accurately?
I can remember which one's on. Okay. So, yes, the gate is to the north. I didn't put any doors on the gatehouse either, apparently, but they're empty.
Just going to roll my magic to make sure it doesn't go horribly wrong while I burn the corpses to a delicious barbecued crisp.
Or just get rid of them. Because it seems like when they peaced out, they just left everything here.
Yes.
So this could have just been the fresh kills left around. I'm surprised that they didn't attract any scavengers.
The wolves.
Yeah. Might have helped.
I mean, even if there was some sort of flying dinosaurs, or worse yet, bug, like, you know... flesh-eating insects or some sort that would be living in it. The fact that there's neither a nor of them makes it very disruptive and disturbing.
Could be some kind of wizardry on it.
Detect if there's any kind of bug repellent on this place. Is that something you can tell? Says Core in real life.
Flan. Let me try detecting some magic here. Oh, my magic dice for this. Nope, no magic here.
Nope.
Maybe they planted citronella around the outside walls. I don't know.
Very peculiar.
Anyways, it's all on fire now, so that's fine.
Well, I always want to deal with it on the way out. Well, let's go and bring down at least some of the troops. Let's bring down some of the troops, and we can start doing some scouting.
Yep. So it's
on the bright side. That should be enough of a fire where likely we'll see it on the way back.
And then I will gust of wind straight up the tunnel to blow all the bad air out of here.
Reload application. Why is it only reload application? Huh.
Because magic is awesome. And no one's, so magic remains awesome. Wait. None of you guys are spellbound. Why am I rolling for surges? I can't surge.
No, you should anyway. We don't necessarily know if Gray hasn't hit someone else who is spellbound nearby. We can use your explosions like a spellbound radar.
They'd need to be inside the fort.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they need to be in the same area or it just does nothing. We're burning all my good magic rolls. Oh, well. Magic is awesome.
So, it will take you like several hours to get all the guys down because it's a long trip. And even being able to chain, having like one going up and one going down. Transporting all your soldiers down is
enough of the soldiers.
A chunk of your soldiers down. I'm assuming you want one unit to secure this little fort at the bottom.
Taking down. We're leaving two ballistae, and we're leaving at least half the soldiers on top. And we're bringing at least half. We need enough hand power at least to even just make sure we can glutton. Is there a butchery place around here in El Grey, like a slaughter yard?
You think, you see, that's probably what this area with all the bones would have been.
Yeah, because I need there would at least be some place where they would do at least preliminary meat packing and preserving.
Yeah.
Because we brought salt and so forth, everything. We need to bring the salt cart as well down, at least as well, if I remember correctly. Because I think I remember we secured a salt cart coming to do that as well.
Yeah, you did. So, bringing that down is a whole trip in itself. Okay, right. So, we'll say it's like the next morning. Although morning is probably a bit of a non-claimer here.
Snowmer.
Yep, there's a constant light. So sleeping is going to be fun
phase. Yeah.
I'm sure that them, if anyone was staying here for like a long period of time, I'm sure they would at least have a thick tarp where they can pull over, at least pull over the windows and so forth to black it out. Blackout curtains.
That's why you notice there's no windows on the barracks.
Sense.
You'd have to be at least something for ventilation, at least.
Yeah, but you can leave like holes and stuff like that. Well, there's a chimney, I guess, on the fire. That's probably a good way of doing it.
Yeah, chimney and a bottom hole in a chimney would probably work the most.
The vents along the bottom edge of the room. Yeah, not full size up windows with semi-transparent.
Maybe like maybe a couple of potted mushrooms that have a blackout assortment lie on it.
Kind of blackout. We're saving the sambas for later.
All right, so what's your plans once everyone's assembled and you've got a little bit of sleep?
Mm-hmm. We have enough manpower to actually garrison the fort in our absence, don't we? So, yeah. I mean, do compasses work down here? I suspect not, but it's worth checking.
I say they will. Let's not make it too difficult for you.
Oh, okay. I mean, if they do, the logical thing is to stick to cardinal directions. Like, say, take X number of paces north.
Do you have, like, an underworld map, Gray?
No. Probably should have made one, but I didn't think about that.
Just don't get lost.
Yeah, just don't get lost. It'll be fine.
You have met player characters before, yes?
Lost is part of the fun.
True. The compies are then just the added bonus. Wouldn't
be any use anyways, because, we're lost.
Well, Gray, I am going to try my... I'm going to go retry and do my my reason/hunting rolls, then. If we can do any tracking out here.
Okay.
That's the same roll, too. I don't understand... You know what? Cord is not going to... This is what Cord is... Cord is like, this is what I'm built for. This is what I'm good at. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to shave myself in front of everyone. No, not again.
The rotten meat smell, it's just thrown you completely off.
I know. And the oxygen high. You're not used to actually being this happy.
Didn't sleep at all last night.
I'll burn a mood for at least once, for 1-6. Never again. This Cord relives trauma of not being cool.
Ah, dear. The worst trauma in history.
High school. So glad I never went. Definitely a win.
You luck. Speaking of, especially now at times, yeah.
Okay, so burning a mood, you were able to find tracks. There seems to be some fairly, well put through kind of pathways, like game trails is the best way of saying it.
Close to...
probably game trails is the wrong way of saying it, but like places they would have transported their kills back.
Hunting trails. Yeah. Gotcha.
So
it could also be like
not what the animals are using, what the people are using.
Ah, you think for animal, it would be basic migratory habitual trails, because typically when you've eaten all the mushrooms out of one area, you have enough to cycle to a new area.
So we're going on a hunt, right?
Yep. Yes.
Cool. So I'm going to tell our the guys we brought with us to who are handling the food part of the thing and the cart, when we kill something too big to haul back, I'm going to shoot a fireball in the sky like a flare, so you guys know where to find us. Mildly clever. And a wizard. And being a wizard is awesome.
Want to use a flare system?
How else are they going to know where to come get us? That way, if we get lost, we just, you know, I shoot a flare, they come get us, and we're like, yeah, we got lost. And then we can just follow the wagon trails back home.
Well, anyway, we're going to follow along. Let's follow along these hunting tracks to see if any, see if they bring us to any major, say, herd locations and so forth. Typically, when I don't know much about lizards, but typically when mammalian creatures are herd of esk, they typically travel in predefined routes.
Yeah, we have no idea about dinosaurs because they weren't even lizards.
They were like bird things.
The raptors, so. Yeah. Well, yeah, complete separate. We don't even know. We can kind of guess for the raptors off birds, but the sauropods, not a clue.
Clearly, they were aliens.
Obviously, they were chickens.
But let's continue on with the funner interpretation of dinosaurs.
We will say that there are herds of giant dinosaurs around.
Pack-based beasts.
Yeah, because it makes sense. You know, animals tend to stick together so they don't get eaten by prey. As prey. Yeah.
Also, who doesn't want to deal with a herd of barreling brontosauri?
Besides, this isn't Earth. We can, and they were made by wizards, so we can make them do what we want to.
Yeah.
Heck, your realism. This is magic.
I'm sorry. It's hard.
You play 40K, Gray. I thought.
Yeah, but 40K is like mutants and stuff like that. There's a reason why everything's wrong. Yeah.
It starts with
reason
the big
why everything's wrong.
Yeah. It's like it's equivalent to a wizard did it, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a wizard did do it.
Alabas, you destroyer. Well, mainly we blame the priest.
All right,
because the wizard did nothing wrong.
Once we finish this hunt, I'm pretty sure that our stealthy barbarians will be able to supply regular supplies of food. I'll probably take some of them with us.
Well, we may need to set that up as a private, independent venture.
Already done
over this location when we're done.
I'm one step ahead of you.
That's, yes, I was hinting at that because I thought that was your main thing you're going to be doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you'll come across a herd of brontosauri or something like that.
Ooh, brontosauri.
Yeah. Big, long-necked. You've got no idea what they're called. That's why I'm not
going
to.
Just call them long necks.
I'm going to make a juicy steak out of you. I'm going to call them breakfast.
Yeah. You haven't seen meat in so long, though. They look tasty. Walking around.
The main question is, if we shoot them, will they come this way or go that way?
You want me to shoot one and find out?
Well, it's a question. Is this a buffalo scenario where you you startle the herd and try to herd them into a kill zone, or is this a rhino scenario where you startle one and they decide to just destroy a boar scenario where you startle it and they just want to destroy you instead?
Ray, you said brontosaurus, right?
Yeah. Huge long neck.
I don't think we're going to get more than one of them.
Probably not. Okay. This is going to be another 6-6 roll while looking at the brontosaurus, Gray, if this is at all necessary. Is it possible to figure out the oldest and the lame ones? One that typically a herd would let go, essentially.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do that.
This is a 1-2, and again, I am going to... All right, there we go.
Yay, you actually know your job.
Hey, Gray, I'm going to try and spot the most delicious-looking one.
All right.
I got a 4. Nice. Assuming it's reason, because it's spotting things.
I thought it was a 7 you had right there.
Oh, it is a 7. Derp. I looked at your numbers, not mine.
Did you roll a d8?
Yeah, my reason is 8. Look, you need a high reason in order to magic the good magics, all right?
I understand that. I'm just... my reason is primarily because being from a hunter-gatherer society, hunting was kind of my thing.
Yeah, it's fine. So, you spot the weak... The lame, you know,
the tender.
No, it wouldn't be tender. It's kind of like moving there. Brend, on the other hand, spots the prime rump steak equivalent.
I know what I'm about. All right, guys, I'm going to lightning bolt that one. You ready?
So is this going to be, so a question is, Gray, are we going to fight, what kind of map are we fighting this on? It's going to be
I think it's going to stay in our mind because I think scale-wise, it's probably not going to work that well.
Yeah, I don't think we really need a map. Is it one? Is it one or two areas away, Gray?
You can say you'll be able to sneak up.
Well, I mean, my attacks are ranged, so further away is better for me.
Yeah,
I mean, being able to pinpoint. Look, you're trying to snipe its head off. All right,
I just need to hit it. Magic will take care of the rest. Always does. All right, so I summon up a storm. I intensify. Does it do anything? Is there any reaction?
Nope, they're not spellbound.
Warming up the magic. I lightning bolt. 1d12 worth of attack.
All right.
This is a magical attack, so if it can defend with its magic dice and any magic defense it has inherent, which I don't think it gets.
It'd probably get like a D2.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've actually got the rule book open. That's
pretty sure it can defend with its magic attack.
Yeah, I'll just have a look what like random animals have magic-wise.
Yeah, no one knows.
Turns out this is actually a wizard brontosaurus, and it counterspells you.
Yeah.
Well, it counterspells you. Yeah, always use your magic dice. Second, if your current maneuver has a magic defense, you also get that. So, majority of maneuvers do not have magic defense die. Get your magic score.
Right. Now let's find beasts. What do beasts get?
Probably magic? Two.
Huh? Well, how innately magical is the Brontosaurus? I would say a D4 at least.
What an enjoyably rare sentence.
How inherently magical is the Brontosaurus? Well, it depends on who you're asking.
Yeah.
If you're an you 8 year old?
Yeah, just my son. Massively.
Okay, go ask your son.
Yes, I'll go wake him up.
No, veto. I veto that.
I'll take the microphone, the cable might just reach. I'll slap him over the hat, stick a microphone in his mouth and go, how magical is a Brontosaurus?
What? You know what? Okay, just your homework over the week. Ask your son how magical is a Brontosaurus and come back to that, all right? We'll pause the game right here.
No. We can get through this fight at least. I'm hitting it with a 4 damage.
Right, I'm just going to go for D2 and see how much, because that's got a good chance of exploding anyway.
I mean, there is the monstrous combat style. You could have just getting a lot of health and we could have just fought it like.
Oh, yeah, it's got a combat style. It's just, yeah. The question is what's its magic dice?
It'd be a behemoth combat style. But yeah, it doesn't really say anything about magic. It doesn't say magic for. Minions anyway, so.
Huh, you're right.
I think it's fully much on GM's discretion.
Yeah. We'll just say the lightning bolt hits the dinosaur and makes it very, very angry.
4 damage of angry.
Yeah. And congratulations, I think you're about to start a stampede.
Go me.
So, like, the first dinosaur gets hit, like, properly hard with
a rattling large crack?
Yeah. And
a kaboom?
Let's see.
Lightning bolt out of a clear, out of a stormy sky. It's completely normal.
A mammoth would be health 9.
See a mammoth. Call it a mammoth and a half. How about that, Greg?
Yeah, I'm just seeing if they've got. So, they don't have anything dinosaur-y.
Dragons. Not make quite. It like 80% of a dragon without the fire breath.
Yeah.
Oh look, fire breath.
Or you could just have it all be like be 1d6 plus 1d. Give it a history of a dinosaur and give it everything like an extra D4 or something.
Yeah,
like
there's like a jungle strider, which sounds like a T-Rex in disguise. Or Colossus. Spider. Yeah, Colossus will suck pretty good. Alright, really, so yes, you've wounded it. And now it is stampeding in every direction. I'm going to say this one stampedes towards you, just out of random chance.
And frankly, if nothing else, good karma.
Yeah. The universe likes to know that somebody who lightning bolts poor unsuspecting dinosaurs gets their just desserts.
Oh yeah,
we're looking for just lunches instead of desserts at this moment. All right.
Well, the lunch is coming at you at high speed. What do you do?
Okay. So it's my turn again. The same. Right. Great. I found stats for Jungle Strider, page 187. I didn't look at them.
187.
There's a whole GM bestiary over there.
Do you want any help on this one right here? I mean, Corey could probably see the land in ambush.
In fact, when I said, hey guys, I'm going to attack that one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I
assumed we were ready.
Be ready to attack that one.
Yeah. I'm just assuming we're waiting on initiative or no.
Okay. That's a reason for D4 to be in the proper position, Gray, to leap to as if it were to charge him to be in a position where it can leap out and pouncing strike upon it so I can get on the dino's back and start hacking.
Yeah. Jungle strike, it sounds a bit big because it says like entire towns grow on their backs.
Yeah, wide enough for a village. I mean, Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
But you know how there's the like the T-Rex and there's the daddy larger size of T-Rex in the Dino Kingdom?
Yeah.
It's like down to Carnifex.
So there's Lance Raptors, Plated Drakes, Flesh Eating Raptors, Thunder Drakes, which I think is the T-Rex.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
With the idea of a flesh eating drake, does that mean there's a salad eating drake out there?
Yes.
Probably.
Vegetarian.
It's a real dragon.
Anyway, I'm gonna just go off what I've got.
All right. Mushroom dragon.
I've got enough here that apparently one of those things you plan stuff out, you forget simple things like, maybe we should stat up the dinosaurs.
We should have some. Yeah,
it is my stats. Look, you have been very busy, Gray. So
yeah,
it's true.
I've been sick or busy.
There are many an opportunity for you to drop a dinosaur on our head, all right?
Yep. All right. Okay, so you guys get to react.
I am going. So Cord is going to make a. Oh, as it is coming, Gord is going to lock onto its eye. It's going to look at him and look at me, look at him, look at me. But the camera swings back and forth. And then Cord is going to try and do a leaping strike and to try to take its entire neck off with a single swing.
Okay.
I mean, well, at least I'm going to try to do that. As would I have at least one round of prep time for this guy to have gone through?
Yeah, because you would have had the round when he was like.
Yeah, is everybody ready? I'm a charge in my attack.
Yeah, I feel like that gives us a chance.
Okay. So as it approaches the dot over here, I'm going to go for great weapon strike 4+1d6. So I have a 5 gray. What does it have on its defenses? I think it's going for like a trample, so you can just pick trample out if you have.
Yeah, it's got trample. That's a d4.
Okay, you want to roll, or you can roll a d6 or a d8 for it's just your mass if you want to, for not going strictly by combat style stances.
No, you'll hit.
You can always upgrade the dice size.
Yeah.
Yep. Arn is also leaping out of the trees and doing the jumping slash across his neck.
How much damage did you do, Discord?
I did, so that is 2 damage.
2 damage? Yep. Arn apparently misses.
Johannes, meanwhile, is going to sort of do the step out from behind a tree and sort of swashbuckling stab into its ankle to try and trip it down as it goes past. Specifically, we're onslaughting this bitch.
You pop out of the bushes or the ground.
Very conveniently placed hedge or bush or fence. On the other hand, I spent all the time setting up the attack
little,
and then missed.
Little did anyone know that crop of blue-growing mushrooms, one of them was Johannes this entire time.
I object, sir. My haircut looks nothing like a mushroom.
Looks like that cap over there. It's called. It looks like a red cap right there.
Johannes will walk over and kick that particular mushroom.
After the fight, please.
Another Johannes says, ouch.
Great. Did you roll the 8 or the 1?
The 1. The 8 was a mistake.
Cool. That's a tie.
Yeah. Actually, no, because Johannes would roll a d6 and d4, so 2. He wins.
Yeah. So 4. Right.
Another point of damage. Right. So it's going to use trample, which is going to be a d8, a d6, and a d4. So, a d8 against Johannes, I think?
I think it was against Cord. Cord is more in the way.
Cord can have a 3. Johannes can have a d6.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
And Arn can have a d4.
Brand is cunningly at least one area still further away.
Big. The Dino and I are going to have to roll off again because we both have d6 and it's 5s.
Okay.
And the Dino gets me because it's a large size larger.
Oop. Yep. Oop. Yeah, no, the dino bites me.
So how much do I get stopped, Gray?
All of you take 2 damage.
Ow!
As it basically just smashes through you, tail swapping left and right, trumpeting as it gets attacked by creatures. It was having a lovely day. It just found its favourite food. Now it's been hit by lightning.
And stabbed and everything.
Yeah.
You know what the best thing is about lightning bolt compared to fireball?
Yeah.
You don't have to
prep it. I can do it again! Doesn't have to recharge.
Why are you rolling a d12?
This is why
because that's the damage size on the attack size on lightning bolt.
Oh my lord!
Yes.
Oh my.
This is where you. This is why you. This is why you use ranged rebalance attacks on wizards.
Yes.
Well, that's a crit.
I'll take it. 4 damage normally, so 5 damage from the crit.
Yeah, that one kind of strikes down the side of the beast. And it roars.
It's aiming for the heart. Oh well.
Yeah.
You gotta get through all the other meat before it gets to the heart, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The rest of you.
Well, Cord, after getting slapped by the tail, is going to kip up and just try and keep alongside it, and with a big this heaving, like, you know, Olympic sprinter with his sword over his shoulder. And then he's going to go for a trip attack. He's going to go for trip. And he's going to try and trip the beast.
That force a rebalance?
Yes.
Good, good. Then I don't have to worry about my rebalance.
A 1d8 and a 1d6. As Cord goes for the knees.
All right. I've lost my mouse. There we go.
Have you fed it to Cicero?
No.
So that's at least base 1.
He's also re-restricted diets. He can't have mice.
Oh, fair. Yes.
We've just given away two different types of diet because he's changed that much recently.
Really?
Huh. Anyway, he fails.
Oh, yay! Okay, so the dinosaur has to rebalance and also takes at least one damage. I think it's base one always.
Yeah,
the attack does damage. If it doesn't list a damage, it doesn't do damage.
Okay, so it just tripped it then.
Yeah, it starts like skidding along the floor, and it's a truly horrible sound.
Oh.
Well, as it's going to do that, then.
God. Arn's going in. Arn's...
Well, Arn's just dusting himself off since he fell, so it doesn't do damage.
Yeah. But you do it in a very heroic way.
Look, I'm fully expecting that after this thing's dead, a tiny little tiny Bronto is going to run up and start trying to nuzzle its parent back alive.
And that's when we use lightning bolt.
And that's when we kill that one.
No, Tevin, it's the dinosaur's turn.
Oh. No, I mean,
Hans' turn, so yeah.
I mean, as it's sort of going to hit the dirt and slide past, I'm going to go for a more sort of conventional overhand chop into the flank that's already been lightning bolted.
Mm-hmm.
Two damage.
Nope, it explodes. Yeah, two damage. Right.
I wish it would explode.
How do you kill it then, as it goes past?
I'm assuming that, honestly, I'm just going to get the blade in deep into the lightning gash and just sort of, there's going to be through the vitals as I'm going to let the motion of the movement carry it on, you know. So it's kind of hold the blade firm and let gravity do the hard work. It's just, you know, a scoop. And it's sort of just going to rattle to a halt with the tail next to Johannes. Pop the blade out, just give it a quick clean on the ground. It's like, yeah, all right.
I have a question. Have you shown any of your kids on the old classic traumatizing kids shows like The Land of Orphime or Bambi yet?
No.
Damn. All right.
I like that disembowelment of a giant dinosaur led you on to
Bambi. Well, remember Land Before Time when the big Chomper eats his Littlefoot's dad or what parent or whatever.
We did watch the good dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's quite young, he's like, "Where's the daddy gone?"
He's catching on quickly.
No, this is years ago.
Mind you, sure, water ship down, that would go well.
Oh yeah.
No, never.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even watching tiny rabbits get eviscerated is...
Yeah, water ship down screws children up.
Nah, we ended up fine.
We're playing RPGs on a Sunday night.
Yeah?
Yeah, fair point.
Well, socializing.
Yeah. One day we'll know what the ship looks like.
Proper bit of disembowelment.
Yeah. And... yeah, there's dinosaur guts spilled over a good amount of steak, because it takes a while for this guy to stop.
I mean, we could be arguing about redacted on an image board, or worse.
We're not playing War Thunder.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah. Okay, Grace, so I have a question for you. Sir. One Saturday far in the future, do we all just want to download One Thunder and see what happens?
He just said we're not playing War Thunder.
Okay, wait. Who am I talking about? This is great. He already plays War Thunder. I shouldn't... What else am I thinking about? Anyway.
Only occasionally when my kid wants to play it. By means watch me play it.
Right. I mean, good game is good. Just, you know, don't expect a secret clearance.
I mean, occasionally I have to get onto Portland down, so I should probably keep it in security. Like.
What, the comic section of your thing? I do not play War Thunder.
Apparently that's already turning up in some security checks now.
I would not be shocked, yeah.
Surprised it took so long.
Look, even security apparatuses are just flabbergasted by the fact that you can cause people to give away state secrets just by nerds arguing on the internet.
Anyway, what's your plans now you've got a dead dinosaur and lots of other very frightened living dinosaurs running in every direction?
Oh, I'll throw a fireball in the air. That always works. Under the cloud layer, if I can manage it.
Cord is going to start using his long sword, using his billow hook to start butchering the dinosaur. Doing some preliminary cuts to, you know what? Nope, not letting that happen. I have no move now.
Well,
I'm not spilling this kill.
Aww. Good. Looking forward to you waist deep in dino guts.
Oh, that's going to happen anyways.
No,
let's dino. Look, how else are we going to make dino sausages from the corpses? We still don't get rid of all the dino intestines.
My God, the size of a dinosaur sausage.
It's like a 32-kilo Cumberland.
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you think we're going to preserve and transport these things? It's going to be nothing but dino sausages the entire way, all the way back.
I see nothing wrong with this.
No, no.
Excellent start to a very, very good dinner.
The feed may be a bit bland over time, but you know. If you have if anyone here has any interest in gastronomy, could they also test if any of the mushrooms are at least edible or add any flavoring?
Do you have a Dave? for that?
We might have it. Well, depending how long we have. You know what? I might take it. We have at least a little bit of time before the army gets to where it's going, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to wait. Did I use my history from last time? I don't think I did. We had a history last game, right, Gray?
Yeah. So I think it's not this one you're leveling up, is it? It's next one.
Oh, no, I know. I used to get Klein Cook at Big Bert's wedding. So I'm going to, I could probably get that, use that to test the mushrooms for fooding.
Klein Cook at Big Bert's wedding.
Yes.
I thought you said Big Bert's wedding.
Yeah, so did I, yeah.
No, didn't Big. He? I said Bert's, B-U-T, B-U-R.
B-I-R-D, right, yeah.
That's Big. I guess we can turn that to it. I mean, it's over here on my sheet. Klein Cook at Big Bert's wedding.
Ah, writing things down, spoiling our.
I know. Big Bert's wedding would be much better.
Okay, we can. I can change it.
No, don't.
Don't get bullied.
But, yeah.
It's a B U R D S, right? Is that have you have? What is a bird, by the way?
Leave it alone.
I don't get the joke. I'm sorry.
Sesame Street. Big Bird?
Really?
Oh, that bird. Really? I don't get
the joke?
I thought so, but this just means that in the barbarian place, there's a guy called Big Bird. He is probably a chief of some sort, or, you know, is a part of the bird clan.
Okay. My brain just shut down there. Sorry, that broke me.
Yep. I could definitely tell that.
Fair enough. There's
some breakage going on.
Yeah. Okay, so you spend mood and you do not spoil the kill.
Do not spoil the kill.
And yeah, I'll say you found a wagon or something in the base.
I thought we'd hold the wagon we brought with us down from the
yeah, surface. That works as well.
It was it's the salt wagon where we're going to be doing preservatives and turning these things into dino sausages, nice. Mixing them with some mushrooms and whatever seasonings we can bring about.
Careful, this food sounds far too nice for the Empire.
I mean, yes, we're not in the Empire, we're barbarians. We're a part of the culinary outgroup that is going to change the dynamism of the entire paradigm.
Entire Imperium, yes.
I can't believe I said both dynamism and paradigm in the same sentence. Please kill me now.
Yes, okay. D12 lightning bolt still online.
I embrace death.
There we go, explode it.
Oh my goodness, that's an explode. Those of you listening, it's a 17 on a D12.
Anyway, shocking chord back to sensibility aside.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think Brent's just trying to cook it.
No, I'm aiming for one of the other ones, but I keep missing. Nah, I wouldn't aggro while we're still dealing with this kill. That'd be rude. Signal was a fireball, right? Not a lightning bolt?
That or they just, I don't know, why are they not here? I mean, probably takes them some time to get here.
What you looking for, Si?
Oh, we're looking for the when the salt cart and everything.
I'm just wondering why our guys aren't here yet to help us butchering the kill.
Not be a good question.
We got here instantly. Yeah. Taking them like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. It's crazy.
This big billhook is as a gutting tool and everything, separating the stomach from the flanks and everything, and just, hacking away the digestive stuff.
You know, while you're doing that, I'm gonna double back and try and work out where our troops have gone to, because you're right, we really should have caught up with them by now. We didn't go that far back from the base, did we?
Away, but yeah.
They were supposed to be on call anyway. Besides, I think some of the guys we brought down were mounted. Most of the guys we brought down were mounted anyway.
All right, fine. Well, someone will stick with the dino gutting team while someone sticks with me and does actually look for our men, because I feel like going off on our own in dino country is a terrible idea.
Probably.
Come on, split the party.
No.
Arn, do you want to go with them?
Sure, all good.
Okay, Johannes and Arn, go ahead, because you're the most stealthy people here. You can at least avoid, if anything is coming to kill us, you can just avoid it to come back.
That actually is true on paper, yeah. I did say on paper.
As the warrior and the wizards are sticking together.
All right.
Yeah. Arn and I will then backtrack the way we came to try and find out where our wayward people have gone off to, I presume.
Yep. That's fine. Give me... probably going to be reason.
If you could, Bren, could you make like a small fire so I can try flensing off a little bit of this so I can do some taste testing?
Yeah, I can probably do that.
Arn's reason is more important than mine.
Ooh.
Yep, apparently it is. Nice.
You do not get lost immediately.
No, you managed to follow the trail and then the blood trail.
Ah.
Cast flames.
Again.
What? I'm lighting a fire.
Does this blood trail happen to get worse the closer we get back to Camp Grey?
No, it's happily off the trail. Kind of like, you know, if someone had been ambushed and dragged kicking and screaming into the bushes.
Where's our wagon?
The wagon has been abandoned. You'll find it like halfway between the camp. Some of the salt is now unusable due to the blood.
Should we try to rescue them or just give it up as lost?
I'd argue rescue on simple ground of the fact that now that the dinos know we're here, they'll start prowling around the place and just attack us again later.
Mm-hmm.
May as well. So we should follow the blood trail, see if we can recover whoever that was.
Aye. And if nothing else, it's just one less problem for us to deal with.
Yeah.
All right. Follow the blood trail then.
Okay. I think doing quickness for this? Because following the trail isn't going to be hard. It's just like who finds who.
Quickly enough.
Yeah, it's very spot enough.
Oh, yeah.
Arn's on point tonight.
Yeah.
Arn is chasing this man down as if he owes money to the state.
You move quickly and quietly through the bush and will come upon a pack of raptors having a bit of fun chowing down on a target.
Yeah.
And these are, the proper feathered style. I've put it on pit base.
And yes, I can hear those of you at home who prefer the old Jurassic Park scaled versions. I know, but we're going with modern science.
Yeah, makes them a bit different. All right, there's about four of them.
Seen the punchline as much as Bone by now and knows what they're supposed to look like.
I did find there was a line in Jurassic World that I really liked. It's kind of like, we don't make dinosaurs, we've never made dinosaurs, we make theme park attractions.
I mean, that's the fun part of it, yeah.
Yeah, true, actually.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, it sums up how like things have changed. Do you remember when Jurassic Park was written, the idea of them being dinosaurs evolving to birds was controversial. Now it's just generally accepted as a fact.
It's the most accepted theory at the moment.
Yeah, it's always a theory. We can't prove anything 100%, but...
Not until that time.
Not without FPL.
But,
or we find something that has a similar evolutionary path.
Yeah.
So I proved gravity existed this morning when I nearly fell out of bed.
Anyway, what's your plan?
They don't know we're here yet, do they?
Not at the moment. They're having a nice snack.
Bag of things.
Are there any living or still injured?
Not that you... Well, you're not there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guy they're eating is not alive.
No, you hope not, anyway.
Well, yeah, probably won't be much longer. I've got sort of conventional, like, crossbows, javelins, that sort of thing. Have you got anything, say, slightly flashy to scare them off or make them disrupt before we go in and start stabbing?
Just shake his head.
Sorry, you cut off there.
He just shakes his head.
All right. In which case... Gray, we're in the middle of the deep jungle, yeah?
Yeah.
At this point.
Yep.
I have a terrible idea. You know how when you're walking through like thick vegetation, if you step into a branch at the wrong pace, it'll whip back and slap you?
Yeah.
All
right.
Are you going to go full Rambo? Make punchy stick trap?
Yeah, well, kind of. My plan was actually to sort of go up into the trees and up the canopy slightly and then drop down. If I can't do that, I was going to use the branches to propel. But plan A is the more vertical approach, to sort of drop down and ambush them from above. Simply because that involves less relying on physics.
Yeah, Arn was just going to climb a tree and bombard them with rage.
Okay, yeah, that works then. You stay up in the trees and bombard them with rage, and I'll go down and fight just to keep them off of you. Or at least keep their attention off of you. Yeah, climb in then.
Just remember, they can probably jump.
True, but I'm presuming Arn's magic goes for a longer range and they can probably jump. At least I hope it can.
Well, probably. Again, this works by zone, so unless they can climb...
So I've just put in the pit base the picture of the T-Rex that's marked a budgie.
Oh, the fat
T-Rex, because we can't prove it didn't look like that.
No, true, actually. I quite like that one on the left, actually.
Nah, the one on the right.
But yeah, all right, we'll get to climbing then.
All right, quickness again. Try not to make too much noise.
Oh, I have a climb and combat style that where I can just blow out my cloak and climb on a...
Yep, you'll find that. Yep.
I'm going to invoke a mood point to avoid that being a one.
No.
You want
Johannes is not would not like to give the game away before we even open a freaking combat.
Yes.
Did you say you want to use this your Islander thing on this?
No, I'm burning a point of mood. Okay. Because that was a nat one. Oh, yeah, Doom is irrelevant.
Doom is more than 8. Run.
Valid. Yeah, valid. I think if we ever hit a Doom 10 area, we've caused some. Yeah.
Start hearing the Doom Slayer music in the background.
Anyway.
I'll evoke mood to not be a one.
All right, we'll get used to position, and I think we should probably call it there for the evening, rather than trying to get into a combat.
Yeah, probably. All right, ready to jump.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So thanks everyone who's been watching. Hopefully next week we won't be as late. But yeah, right, just we're just having one of those times. We're just getting interrupted by life.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does.
Anyway, thanks for watching and see you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.